In practicing the body scan, coming to rest lying on your back on a padded surface, on the floor or on your bed, in a way that will be comfortable, perhaps with support under your knees and head, whatever will make for minimal discomfort, with your arms alongside but not touching the body, and the palms open to the ceiling or sky, and with your feet falling away from each other. If lying on your back is difficult, then lying in whatever position works best for you, or even changing your posture when you have to, all while maintaining a continuity in the presence, in the awareness of what is happening in each moment. Keep in mind that the body scan is an invitation to fall awake rather than to fall asleep, no matter how relaxed you may become. It may be helpful to practice with your eyes open from time to time if any feelings of drowsiness arise. This practice is an invitation to step out of the clock time and rest in this presence with an open mind and heart. Keeping in mind during this practice that what is most important is not what I'm saying, but your awareness of what you're feeling, even in those moments with difficult or unpleasant sensations, thoughts, or emotions arise. In fact, especially in such moments, I invite you to welcome such experiences with an open-hearted, non-reactive, but responding attitude. No one is saying that this is easy, but it's the heart of being present, of mindfulness, what we are cultivating here. As best you can, letting go of the tendency that we all have of wanting things to be different from how they are right now, and allow things to be exactly as you find them. Allow yourself to be exactly as you are. This is a time set aside entirely for you, an opportunity to be with yourself and by yourself. A nourishing time, a time you deserve to give yourself attention. Use the instructions for guidance, watching your body and the activity of your mind as we go along, suspending judgments of good things, I like it, I don't like it, what is the meaning of this, things like that, and being aware of how you feel without pushing away or reacting to anything. Remember that there is not right way to feel as you're doing this. Just accepting it and giving yourself permission to feel what you're already feeling. Seeing if it is possible for you to stay in your own experience of what is unfolding moment by moment in your body, in your heart, and in your mind. Being a silent watcher of whatever emerges, moment by moment. An important point. If at any moment you need to tune out my voice to find a deeper silence underneath of what I'm saying, then by all means do so and come back to the guidance when it feels appropriate. Let's begin now by bringing your attention to a sense of your body as a whole lying here, keeping in mind that from the perspective of mindfulness, as long as you're breathing, there's more right with you than wrong with you, no matter what the condition of your body is, its history, and no matter what you're facing in this moment. So right now, as you lie here, simply give yourself over to the feeling of the sensations on your body, particularly of contact, in all those places that your body is being supported by the surface you're lying on. Perhaps feeling how the air surrounds the body, is bathing you. Then slowly, letting your attention be on your breath, feeling the rhythmic waves of the breath as it moves in and out, riding on the waves of the breath sensations, perhaps at the belly with rise and falls in each breath, rising in the in-breath, falling in the out-breath, perhaps feeling the breath at the nostrils, picking a moment, picking a time, picking a sight in which the breath is more vivid to you. And as we lie here, seeing if it is possible, you're opening to this awareness of the body as a whole, breathing moment by moment and breath by breath, feeling your body melting or sinking deeper and deeper into the surface you are right now lying on. Letting go of all expectation of what it should be. Just opening yourself to what is there. And when the mind wanders, when your mind wanders or is carried away by a thought stream, in those moments, just noticing what is it in your mind, and then gently bringing your attention back to the breath and the body lying here, or the region of the body we are focusing on as the body scan unfolds. Keeping in mind throughout this practice, and perhaps in all the other meditative practice, that is in the nature of the mind to wander and to think. So this is bound to happen a lot, and it's not a sign in any way that you're doing anything wrong. Now, when you feel ready, let go of the body as a whole and shift the focus of your attention to your toes, featuring them in the center stage of the field of our awareness, taking a moment to really tune into them, perhaps distinguishing each toe from all the others, bringing a gentle, interested, affectionate attention to the various sensations we find here. Perhaps a sense of contact between the toes when they're touching, or a sense of coolness, or warm moisture, tingling or numbness, whatever the particular sensation is, not important. Just feeling your toes as they are. Whether you are experiencing these sensations or lack of sensations as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Allowing all these to be held in awareness, moment by moment, as we lie here, without having to do anything at all, not fixing anything, just being present for what is unfolding, continually coming back to the toes themselves. And now, when you're ready, taking a slow, deep breath, very intentional, right down to the toes, cradling it in for a moment or two, and then on the out-breath, as the breath go, letting go of the toes, watching them dissolve in your mind's eyes, so to speak, and gently shift the focus of your attention to the bottom of the feet, the sole, the heel in contact with the surface you're lying on, aware of any and all sensation or lack of sensations, just as we were doing with the toes, and breathing into them, in and out of this region of the body, moment by moment, as we lie here. And bringing the mind back now to this region, whenever we find that it has been carried away by the thought stream. And now when you're ready, breathing down to the bottom of the feet, and then on the out-breath, letting go of the bottom of the feet as the breath releases, as we shift our attention to the top of the foot and the ankle. Not so much thinking, but feeling. Switching to the feeling, watching with the mind's eyes, mode. Cultivating this experience of what is, not expecting anything, not pushing anything away, just be there with whatever sensation you have in this area of the body. And when you're ready, letting go of the entirety of the feet now, and as we drop in a deeper stillness and awareness, or the willingness of it, shifting our attention to the lower legs, the shin in front, the calves in the back, opening to whatever sensation arises. Inviting our awareness to take up residency now in this region of the body. However it is, as we rest here in full awareness, accepting the feelings that we're feeling, breathing with them moment by moment by moment. And when you're ready, if you care to, letting go of the lower legs and come to focus to the attention on the knees, both knees, opening to any and all sensations, breathing with the knees as they are. And when you're ready, letting go of the knees and moving into the region of the upper legs, thighs, all the way up to the groin on the inside and the hips on the outside, feeling the entirety of this region of the body, whatever sensations are there to be felt, moment by moment, breath by breath. And when you're ready, moving now into the region of the pelvis, aware of the hips, the groin, the genitals, the buttocks, in contact with the mat maybe, cradling the whole of this region in awareness, in touch with whatever sensations or lack of sensations we are experiencing. And now when ready, letting go of the whole pelvis region, and on an out-breath, just watching them soften and release as you sink into a deeper stillness and awareness, letting direct our attention now to the lower back, the lumbar spine coming out of the sacrum, which form part of the pelvis itself. The low back region, which can be particularly prone to tension and fatigue and strain, depending perhaps on what time of the day you're doing the body scan. Just breathing with whatever sensation we are aware of as we tune into the lower back, letting the breath penetrate the entire region, allowing whatever sensation we are experiencing to be as they are. Breathing with any tension or tightness. This can be particularly helpful when you are in pain or discomfort. Just breathing into it. Feeling for yourself the changes that could happen as you breathe into an area of discomfort. And when you're ready, letting go of the lower back and moving into the region of the belly, feeling the belly rising with each in-breath and falling back toward the spine with each out-breath. Completely engaging this abdominal area, feeling the slight tension in your muscles, in touch with any and all sensations in this region, and recognizing, watching, just watching any thoughts or emotion that might be arising and passing away, as we try to rest in the awareness of the present moment by just focusing in this particular area. And when you're ready, bringing our awareness to the region of the upper torso, ribcage, the chest, perhaps feeling your heart beating or your chest expanding with every in-breath and deflating with every out-breath. And when you're ready, now bring in your attention to focus on your hands, feeling the sensation in the fingers, the thumbs, the palms, the back of our hands, including as well the wrists, forearms, in a progressive way, scanning your arms up with your mind's eyes, the elbows, the upper arms, the armpits, the shoulders, feeling the entirety of our hands and arms from the tip of the finger up to the shoulders, moment by moment, as we lie here. Reminding yourself that you at least have the willingness to be in this feeling mode, just feeling, just watching with your mind's eyes, not expecting anything, not rejecting anything, not grabbing anything, just watching, being the silent watcher of what is emerging or what is there, even if what is there is nothing. Discovering a new space of presence of what is emerging or what is there, suspending judgments, suspending expectations, suspending liking and disliking, just being there. And when you're ready, moving now into the region of the neck and throat, opening to whatever is there to be found. This region, along with the lower back and shoulders, is another one in which tension and stress tend to accumulate. So perhaps being aware of any tension or fatigue, as well as other sensations, and including as well any sensation in the throat and the larynx, and just resting in this entire region in awareness, breath by breath. And when you're ready, letting go of this area, and driving your attention to your face, the whole of your face, the sensation in the chin, the jaw, the lips, the mouth, the nose, the cheeks, the ears, including an awareness of whatever sound may be coming to your ears. The region of the eyes, the eyebrows, accepting the whole of your face, muscles, status right now, breathing with them, with the muscles of the face, cradling them in awareness as we lie here, moment by moment. And when you're ready, inviting ourselves now to hold again our whole body from the toes and the bottom of the feet right up to the legs, the torso, to the hands and arms, to the shoulders, the neck, the face, all the way up to the head, holding your body as a whole in awareness, feeling it. Resting now in this awareness, in this presence, the willingness of stillness, sensing if it is there, a deep inner silence and wakefulness that we are promoting with this practice. An essential completeness. A sensation that nothing else is needed. An awareness of what is, that may be profoundly healing. So now, as this practice of the bodies comes to a conclusion, we open once again to the clock time. And you might want to take a moment to congratulate yourself for having made the time for practice, for nurturing yourself in this way, for befriending yourself in this way over and over again, and letting your deep inner resources nourish you. Over time, you will find that the mindfulness you are cultivating here spill naturally from periods of formal practice like this into every aspect of your day and your life.